Amen. This morning, I want to announce something. I think a lot of you probably already know, but last night about 5:30 p.m., Lee McCoy went to be with the Lord. He is no longer in any pain or suffering. He is now at the right hand of the Father, and I'm sure he's up there enjoying everything that is going on. He was an amazing man of God. He was a great friend, and he will be sorely missed. It's our loss, but it's heaven's gain. And he is just going to keep the place warm for us until we all get a chance to see him again up there in heaven. This morning we have McCoy, Kathleen, and her family is with us. And I would like, if you wouldn't mind, those who are around her, just let's, can we gather around and can we pray for the family? And, you know, it's, Lee doesn't want to come back, all right? Lee is not going, hey, if he were to pick, he would wants to stay where he's at. But we miss him. We're the ones that have to do without him, without that great wisdom and that awesome smile and that man who seemed to just walk in such humility that was a great example to all of us. So, Lord, we pray for the family left behind. We're thankful for Lee's reward, Lord. He deserves it, man. A job well done. And now he's entering into the joy of the Lord. But sometimes, Lord, those tough feelings are left behind in those moments because of his absence. We pray, Father, that you would surround this family with your warmth, with your presence, Lord, with your assurance of where Lee is and that he's simply waiting for them, and that the Lord will give them the grace to continue to move forward in this time of sadness. But there are great things that lie ahead for this family. So many things the Lord wants to accomplish through them. And that, Lord, although it's sad now, there's so much joy left in the journey for them all. So we pray, Lord, let your presence be upon them, that you would keep them and surround them. And Lord, as they grieve, and as they remember this great man, let them know the hope that they have inside of their hearts, that they will see him again in glory. Bless this family, Lord, and all that they mean to this particular congregation. We thank you for them. We bless you. We honor them. And we pray, Lord, again, that they'll feel your presence with each step in the future. Bless them now, Lord, by the power of your Holy Spirit. In that wonderful name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. Kathleen asked one favor, and that was, could we sing that very first song when they came in? It seemed to minister to her heart and spirit. And I want to sing that again as we minister to the heart and spirit of this family.
I'm casting my cares aside. I'm leaving my past behind. I'm setting my heart and mind on you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm reaching my hands to yours, believing there's so much more. Knowing that all you have in store for me is good. Oh, it's good. Today is the day you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Today is the day you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, and I won't worry about tomorrow. I'm trusting in what you say. Today is the day. To my trust in you, Lord. I'm putting my fears aside. I'm leaving my doubts behind. I'm giving my hopes and dreams to you. Oh, Jesus, yes. I'm reaching my hands to yours, believing there's so much more. knowing that all you have in store for me is good.
Yes, yes, it's good.
Today is the day you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Today is the day you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, and I won't worry about tomorrow. I'm trusting in what you say. Today is the day you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Today is the day you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And I won't worry about tomorrow. I'm trusting in what you say. Today is the day. Today is the day.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Today is the day.